Stelling poll, Channel 4's rigged leadership debate had two winners, Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage. By James Stelling poll on June 17, 2019. The two runaway winners of last night's Channel 4's conservative leadership contender debate were Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage. Boris Johnson won with his genius strategy of not bothering to turn up, having calculated, correctly, that it was beneath his dignity. Nigel Farage won because the whole grotesque event was an excruciating reminder of how constipated Britain badly needs the purgative force of the Brexit Party. Gosh, I felt almost sorry for the Conservative candidates. Michael Gove, Sajid Javid, Jeremy Hunt, Dominic Raab and Rory Stewart, who had been railroaded into participating in this excruciating and often nauseating farce. Boris, pointedly represented by an empty chair, came across as calm, collected, refreshingly free of cant, and utterly impervious to the idiotic questions tossed in his direction by Channel 4's house imbecile Krishan and Guru Morty. The others, on the other hand, exuded all the dignity and grace of rats in a flooding cellar scrambling on one another's backs so as to avoid being the first to drown. I'm sorry I can't give you a blow-by-blow account of the horror. That's because I watched most of it through interlocking fingers while mumbling to myself, oh no. Oh God, no. This isn't happening. This isn't happening. But I did catch little snatches of ghastliness. The bit, for example, where the slippery Jeremy Hunt leapt in to stress how very, very important it was that we should all be allowed the chance of redemption for follies committed in our youth. Ostensibly, if you were to trust Hunt further than you can spit, which of course you shouldn't, this was to show solidarity with Michael Gove over his recent cocaine revelations. In reality, I suspect, it was more a message to viewers on the lines of, I think it really, really important, don't you, that we never allow ourselves to forget those damning newspaper reports of a week ago about how Michael took cocaine in his early 30s during his Mayfair bachelor days and then hypocritically wrote a newspaper article the very next day condemning cocaine usage? The worst offender, though, by a long margin was the egregious jack-in-the-box Rory Stewart. Stewart is now the preferred Conservative leadership candidate of everyone in the country who would never ever dream of voting Conservative. And the Wankerati love him for it, they really do. Yes, if you voted Remain and you're not a Tory, Rory Stewart is definitely, definitely the man to take over leadership of the Conservative Party. He's also, by the way, the dream candidate for the Brexit Party. Research shows that, in a general election, Stewart is the Tory leader who would lose the Conservative Party the most votes and win the Brexit Party the most votes. Go figure. Had Boris been present in this rigged debate, of course, he would have been the main target of Stewart's snippy little questions about the precise terms of a no-deal Brexit. To the Wankerati, and Remainers generally, this is the killer point which proves that Brexit is a terrible idea which should never be allowed to happen. They should never be allowed to get away with it. It's a trap. The point is to get you bogged in detail as to what would happen to Cumbrian sheep farmers or cheddar cheese producers. Among the tariff groups which would be most negatively affected were Britain to trade with the EU according to WTO rules and thus make you look uncaring or out of touch or unrealistic. By avoiding the debate, Boris was spared the job of having to endure the quisling Stewart undermining the future of his own party. Sure, Boris could probably have come up with a decent enough reply about WTO being a last resort, at least as deleterious to EU producer interest as to Britain's, and therefore one all negotiating parties have good reason to avoid. But the bigger point is this, never mind what the Remainers and Rory Stewart think. In fact, frankly, sod them. If Britain is not to descend into chaos, if we are to avoid the horror of a Jeremy Corbyn government, then quite literally the only way any future Conservative leader can survive another election cycle is to deliver hard Brexit, sooner rather than later. And the only way that can possibly be achieved is by keeping the no-deal option on the table in order to concentrate the minds of the EU negotiators. Boris seems to get this, which is yet another reason why he remains ahead in the leadership contest, why so many Conservative MPs, even squishes like Matt Hancock, are now converging behind him, and why polls are suggesting that he is the only Conservative leadership candidate who could affect a Conservative majority in a general election. Of those that did participate in Channel 4's debate, I'd say the one who emerged with the least discredit was Dominic Raab. He wasn't the most polished, He didn't get the most airtime. But he won me over by showing the most obvious contempt for and disgust with the whole enterprise. And rightly so. This was a trap, staged by a shamelessly left-biased media organization, to make the conservative leadership candidates look bad. Out in the real world, no one thinks that elections are won in the center ground anymore. Things are much more binary. Either you want full, hard Brexit or you don't. Either you want Britain to be a place where you can speak your mind without having to tread on politically correct eggshells or you don't. Either you think Channel 4 News is incisive, fair and balanced, or you think it's a disgracefully biased leftist propaganda organization which, with the BBC, should have all its public funding withdrawn and be exposed to the full rigor of the market or better still closed down. If Boris ever needed reminding how right he was not to participate in this ill-disguised ugly contest, Channel 4 helpfully provided him with one over the weekend, when it invited a photogenic lesbian who had been mugged on a bus to agree that Boris Johnson's pretty homophobic comments were the reason she and her equally fit girlfriend had been attacked. That's not legitimate public interest news journalism. That is pure leftist black propaganda. Channel 4, like CNN, like the BBC, is now so tainted with bias that no conservative politician should touch it with a barge pole. In fact, I'd argue that any conservative leadership candidate foolish enough to be gulled into exposing himself on so hostile a platform is probably unfit to be prime minister. So that only leaves one option, doesn't it?